Yogi Ramayya's account of his experiences. Sitting in the Maharishi's presence brings peace of mind. I used to sit in Samadhi for 3 or 4 hours together. Then I felt my mind took a form and came out from within. By constant practice and meditation, it entered the heart and was merged into it. I concluded that the heart is the resting place of mind. The result is peace. When the mind is absorbed in the heart, the self is realized. This could be felt even at the stage of concentration, dharana. I asked the Maharishi about contemplation. He taught me as follows. When a man dies, the funeral pyre is prepared and the body is laid flat on the pyre. The pyre is lit, the skin is burnt, when the flesh and then the bones until the whole body falls to ashes. What remains thereafter? The mind. The question arises, how many are there in this body? One or two? If two, why do people say, I and not we? There is therefore only one. Whence is it born? What is its nature, Swarupa? Inquiring thus, the mind also disappears. Then, what remains over is seen to be I. The next question is, who am I? The self alone. This is contemplation. It is how I did it. By this process, attachment to the body, deha vasana, is destroyed. The ego vanishes. Self alone shines. One method of getting mind dissolution, manolaya, is association with great ones. The yoga adepts, yoga arudha, they are perfect adepts in samadhi. Self-realization has been easy, natural, and perpetual to them. Those moving with them closely and in sympathetic contact gradually absorb the samadhi habit from them. Talks with Sri Ramana Maharishi, number 34.